So the topic we will be discussing this week, Parshas tells us, is a somewhat unpleasant definition, but as a sugya, I think it's a fascinating sugya. And we won't be dealing directly with the Parshas of Shavua, but rather with the story that is related in the Medrash in this week's Parsha. When Yaakov receives the brachas, and he appears before Yitzchak in disguise. Vayomer Rav Yitzchak Oviv, Gishono li, Ushkoli beni, Vayigashlo, Vayishaklo, Vayorach es reach begodo, Vayivorcheu, Vayomer reach beni kereach soda asher berchol Hashem. Vayorach es reach begodo, the Medrash says, Al tikre begodo elo boigidov. And the Medrash tells two amazing and unbelievable stories of Mesilus Nefesh. I'll take it about the God of Elo Boigdov, Kegan Yosef Mishiso, Viakum Ish Sororo. So these are two stories about Jewish stuff. I don't know how to describe them. Not the best and the brightest of our children, our society, but nevertheless, Jews of Mesilus Nefesh. Ki hu, Yosef Mishisa v'yakum ish sroro. Yosef Mishisa. B'shor shebikshu sonem lekonis laharabayis. When the Romans, or the Babylonians, that destroyed the base of Midash, and they stood at the gates of Harabayis, Amru yekonis mehem, they were frightened. Even they were afraid to go into the Beit HaMikdash, Kodesh HaKodeshim. So they said one of them should be the first to desecrate the Beit HaMikdash. Amrei Naibul v'mada atma pikdidach. They told Yosef Mishisa, you go into the Beit HaMikdash, and whatever you want is yours. Nechnes v'hoiti menoyre shel zov. He brought out the menorah. Amru lo ein darfe shel hedit lishtamesh v'zu. Ela ul zman tinyonis. Go in once again. And whatever you bring out is yours. V'loi kibbalol. Omer Rav Pinchas. Natnu lo meches gimel shonim. You'll have a break. You won't have to pay taxes for 3 years. V'loi kibbalol. Omar, he said, lo dai shechachti le'elokai pamachad. Achisano pam shniya. I did an avera once. I'm not willing to do it again. Me'osuloi. Nosnoi sebechamosh charoshim vayu menaslim bo. They cut him to pieces, and he did not agree to go into the base of Mikdash once again, and he perished al kedushas Hashem. Va'oyu mitzaveach va'oymer, and he was yelling out loud. Vay oy oy. Sheikh Asti Libori. Yokum ish tsororot. Hey, Abena Choyse Shereb Yoisi ben Yezer ish tsoredo. Yoisi ben Yezer was one of the Zugas, one of the pairs in the first generations of the great Tanoim. And he had a nephew who was Yokum ish tsororot. Vahava Rochev Susye Bishavsa. And he rode his horse on Shabbos. Yoisi ben Yezer was one of the Haruge Malchus. And when they took him out to hang, Amalo, his nephew, went together with him, and he said, I ride my horse, and this is your horse, showing him the gallows where they plan to hang him. Amaloi, im kach lemachisov, kal v'choyme lo'oisei retzoinoi. Yosef ben Yezer, the great Tana, tells his nephew, I have no regret. And when I see the power and the greatness of the Romans, Im la'oivrei retzoinei kach lo'oisei retzoinei alachas kamo v'kamo. Amar lo, Yokum tells his great uncle, Oso odem retzoinei yoisei memcho, you are the oisei retzoinei. And look what's happening to you. Look at your fate. Amalo v'im kach lo yisir etzoynoi kal v'choyim ala machisov. So this is what is happening to me. What do you think awaits you? Nechnes bo adovor ke'eres shalachanoi halach v'kiyem ba'atzmo arba misas bay. And Yokum ish torot build a very interesting contraption described in the Medrash, probably one of the first real taking advantage of modern technology. What was modern technology in those days? So he built some kind of a machine, a contraption, in which he put a sword surrounded with racks, lit a fire, and he hung himself on top of that contraption. So he performed chenek by hanging, and then the fire burned the rope, and he fell onto the sword, and he was mekayim dalid mises beis skila sleifa herek chenek. He committed suicide. So these are two stories related in the message in the weekly parsha. Al tikru reach begadav elo reach begoyinov. And similar to another drash that we all remember, afilu rekonim shebach malaya mitzvahs kerimon, Chazal exalt even the lowest of the Jewish people. So there is a time, in a moment of intense inspiration, in which even the simpletons, and even not the best of our people, could rise to great heights. And when that was performed by Yochum Ish Tzroides, Amar et Yoisi ben Yoezer, my nephew, he saw mitosoi porachas ba'avio, va'omar b'shokalo kadmani zele gan Eden. That was the response of Yoisi ben Yoezer when he saw or heard what happened to his nephew Yochum Ish Tzroides. This story is dealt with at great length by Gedolei Yisrael, dealing with the different halachas of ma'abed atzmoi luda. Because the Medrash says in Parshas Noach, and basically it's a Gemara on Bava Kama, Tzadik Aleph Amud Beis. Aches dimchem lenafshoi seicha Medrash, ze hama'avid asmo leda. One of the Gimel Averes Chamura Shebetayra, also included in Aseret Tzadibris, is lo tirsach. You shall not kill another person. But it is from the Pasuk and Parshas Noach that we learn, Ama'abed Atzmo Ledas, one that destroys his own life, commits suicide, is also a grave aveiros. And that is the Pasuk and Parshas Noach, Va'ach Esdimchem Lenafshu Yiseichem Edos. And there is a vikuach, an argument between two great achroinim. Is it essentially the same aveira as murder? And it's just a gilui milsa that there's no difference whether you destroy your life or the life of another person. And aches nafsho seichem, aches dimchem lenafsho seichem medrash. It's just a gilui milsa that it is not only the life of another that a person has no right to take, he has no right to take his own life either. But essentially, it all boils down to the same. Anybody that destroys the Jewish life is a roitzeach. So when a person takes the life of another, it's shayach to deal with punishment. But if he took his own life, then it is only up to a Kodesh Boh. But essentially, basically, it's the same aveir. That is the understanding of the base man, Yoredeh Simen Reish Tezvo. It is not the understanding of the Minchas Chinuchin Mitzvah Lameda. And according to the Minchas Chinuch, it has nothing to do with Lo Tirzach. Lo Tirzach is only when a person takes the life of an other person, a person destroying his own life. Ach es dimchem lenafsho yisechem edroish. It is not included in the Tayag Mitzvahs. It is not basically a law, but a posik that a Kodesh Boku will not forgive, and a person taking his own life could expect an Oynish be a day Shumayim, but essentially it is not the same as lo tirtzach. The Rambam brings various halachas, all of them in one set of halachas in the second perek of Hilchos Roitzeach. So on perek beis, Hilchos Roitzeach, halacha aleph beis gimel. Kol ha'olik chaveroi biyodei kegon sheko b'sayef ho b'heaven ha'mamiso shechom ke'at shemeso sof r'beish. Regardless of how he took the life of another person, ha'reze ne'erak b'beisit. Aval, ha'soich ha'olik l'harog et chavero. He sent a shaliach. He sent an agent. He didn't do it with his own hands. O'yishe sholach avodah v'hargo. O'yishe kovas chaveroi v'henicho lefnei o'ari. He killed them, not directly, indirectly, tying his hands and feet, leaving him out in the field for the animals. That is a groma. He cannot be punished by basis. A person that takes his own life, who? The formulation of the Rambam seems to make it very clear. When a person takes his own life, so we have three halachas together in the same basic paragraph in the Rambam. A person that kills another Ali de Shaliach, kills another Ali de Groma, takes his own life. These three, Ein Domoi Moso Lebeisdin, Aval Areze Shoifer Domim, Vavoin Harige Biyoroi. So the simple understanding in the Rambam seems to support the Beis Meir. Essentially, he is a Ritzeach. How else would we define a Ritzeach if not Shoifer Domim Va'avoin Harige Biyodoi Chayim Misa L'Shumayim V'yayim Behem Misa Zbeis. So some Achroinim deal with the question Ein Behem Misa Zbeis. That's a big Kiddush L'gav Ahoyre Gezatzma, right? So how would we expect Basin to punish a person that committed suicide? Well, he's not alive any longer. So when the Rambam tells us, or if a person sends a shliach to destroy another person's life, he is not chayav mitzvah beisdin. Well, that's a chiddush. We might assume that after all, you destroyed another person's life. In modern law, it would make no difference whether you killed with your own hands, koichoi, shliach, groma, it is all the same. Basically, you took another person's life. Baruch pi halacha, halacha does differentiate between asiyah and groma. Halacha does determine, ein shliach ledvar aveir. But there is a certain element of chiddush when the Rambam says, avoy nariga biyodoi chayiv misa l'shumayim, aval ebo misas beisin. So what is the chiddush when the Rambam says Hoyregat Moyein Bo Mises Beis? So I saw in one sefer, he comes up with an interesting idea. Well, that brings us to the question: Em Chayav Mises Bnei Shemayim? We do not say Kom Levi Derav Menai. Rabbi Nachuni Ben Akona says Chayav Koras. We do say, and there's a Machlokes of the Shoinim and Achroinim. How do we relate to Chayav Mises Bnei Shemayim? So one Achron says that the verse is, if a person committed suicide, but by some miraculous phenomena, he didn't die. Somebody, you know, jumped off the roof and he got caught in some safety net. He landed on something. And ultimately, he stayed alive. So the Ravusa is, he's not Chayav Mises Beis. That doesn't make sense, because I think when a person shoots an adder, and by some miraculous phenomena, he did not die, neither is he chayav mises basin. Ultimately, if nobody died, then there is no mises basin. It would make no difference whether it's a suicide case or ha'oyrig es chaveroi. I even think that if a person killed another person and he performed kriyas ha'mason, I don't think there would be mises basin. But that is arguable. Well, that's the story of Rava and Rav Zera. In Masechet Megillah Dav Zayin, come Rava, the Shochet Rav Zera, and then he performed kriyas ha'mason. So what would we say that Rava was chayav mises basin? Oh, somebody would bring him to basin. Well, loy kibel hasroa, but we would assume that Rava was not eroseach after this act. So obviously, if it is within your power to do tchias amesim, then that would annul lemafreya the din roitzeach. So what would be the din if Reuven kills Shimon and then Levi does tchias amesim? Would that also pass a Reuven from roitzeach? Or would we say it is only if you are the one that took his life and you are the one that gave it back, like the story of Rabbi and Reb Zeir? Well, this is an interesting discussion. Doesn't seem to be nogea halacha l'maisa, but what is clear as daylight is if you did anything that could kill, but ultimately the person did not perish, there is no din of retzeach, and therefore it's poshut that there would be no din of ma'avet atzmoy l'da. So once again, what is it that the Rambam says? Chai misa l'dishumayim ve'ein bo misa z'beis. The Fipshutom Shel Dvorim, I think the Kavon of the Rambam is Ashar. The Rambam writes three halachas together. Ahorig Adishnech, Ahorig Begroma, Ma'avid Asmanadat. Ahoy Nariga Biyodoy, Chai Misur Shemayim. When the Rambam writes Ein Behem Mises Basin, that is relevant to the first two and not to the third. And I don't see any problem in this chat. I think that's the past. Maybe the Rambam means to indicate it is not only that in all practicality there is no Mises Basin, it is also not the same level as Mises Basin B'chumres HaMaisa. So it's not only a technicality that there is no Mises Basin. It is not the same Aveda, it is not the same Ched, it is not the same level as Mises Basin. However, that is not likely, because dealing with the first two cases, of course, he is Eroitzeach, but nevertheless, even B'din Shemayim, it's not the same as a Hoyrig B'yodai. And maybe that is the Kavona Ein Behem Bises Beisden. In practicality, there cannot be no Bises Beisden by Ma'avad Asmeladat. But there also is not the avoin of Mises Basin. It is not Ritzicha Mamish. Shvicha Samim Yeshkan. After all, you took a life, whether it's your own life or another. The Afal Piken, it is not Lo Tirzach. It is another source. And it is not the same level as Chumra, even though it is bad enough. That is the makor, and it might be the only source. It is not a lav of loisertzach. And ma'avad asmaladas is not a mitzvah in itself. But nevertheless, the Torah says, chayiv misa l'shomayim. Misa l'shomayim does not necessarily have to be a lav. It is a remez that we learn from the posuk, ma'avad asmaladas, chayiv misa bidei shomayim. What would be defined as ma'aved asmoy ledas? There's a shum in Shalom Eishiv, which is a big chiddush. Madura beis chelek gemel simen kuf chov beis. And the Shalom Eishiv says, whenever a person jeopardizes a life in a reckless fashion, in a totally irresponsible way, that would be considered ma'aved asmoy ledas. And to me, it's a tremendous chiddush. Because the Gemara in Brachas Lamed Beis Amud Beis says that the issur to put your life in jeopardy is not based on Ma'avad Atzmar Adas, but rather on Nishom Alecho Ushmoyer Nashecho Ma'oy. In the Rambam, Hilchas Roitzeach is actually Hilchas Roitzeach V'Shmiras HaNefesh. And the Rambam in these Alochis, on one hand, brings all the Dinam of Roitzeach, and on the other hand, the positive precept, the mitzvah of Shmiras HaNefesh, the prohibition, the iser to put our life in jeopardy, and all precautions that we find in Chazal, whatever we have to do to safeguard our life and to care for our health. So the Gemara tells the story in Brachas Lamed Beis Amud Beis Chosedecho that was davening, and a sar, a person of authority, passed, and he says good morning, and the chosed did not respond because he was in the middle of Tfilat Amida, and that Gentile sar, the minister, waits. And when he ends davening, he tells them, are you aware that you put your life on the line? Because if I would take out my sword and cut you to pieces, nobody would reprimand me. So you put your life in jeopardy. And the pasuk says, Hashem alecho, ushmor nafshech l'moed. That is what the non-Jew tells the chosid. And the chosid responds and says, if you would be speaking to the king, you're only a minister. If you would be speaking to the king, and a friend would pass and he would say hello, would you respond to him? And the minister says, definitely not. That is not the covet of the king. And the chosid says, I was speaking to the greatest king of all, to Melech Malchem Lo. Then Marsha on the spot says that that was a non-Jewish interpretation of Hashem Alecho V'Shmoyer Nafshecho Ma'od. But in the real pshat, that pasuk deals with Avodah Zorah. As is Pashtei Dekro, the non-Jewish minister, he was one that thought that that is the proper interpretation of this book. However, the Rambam in Hilchos Roitzeach V'Shmiras HaNefesh quotes this pasuk as the source that a person has to care for himself and he cannot put his life in jeopardy. So obviously, even though the only source we find in Chazal is that story of Brachas Lamed Beis Amud Beis, it is not the goy that was Mechadish that drosh. It is Chazal. And therefore the Rambam does quote that same pasuk as the basic source of Shmiras HaGuf VaHaNefesh. But nevertheless, what we see from that Gemara, if you put your life in jeopardy, you are over a mitzvah asay of Hashem Alecho V'Shmoyer Nafshecho Ma'od. Or Ushmartem Ma'od LeNafshecheichem. That would not be Ma'avad Atzmar Adas. Ma'avad Atzmar Adas is not anyone that even recklessly puts his life in jeopardy. Only one that takes his life in an active way and not in a passive way. However, Sefer Chassidim, Tov Reish Ayin Hei, substantiates what the Shoyla Meisha maintains. And he writes that a person that gets into a quarrel with non-Jewish people and they might kill him, or he puts his life in jeopardy in an irresponsible way, and he gives an example, you know, just walking on thin ice in the middle of the winter in northern European countries, you know, rivers and ponds develop a sheet of ice, and sometimes you could fall into the freezing water and die from hypothermia. That would be considered ma'avad atzmar adas. That is what we find in Sefer Chassidim. So he does seem to indicate that just recklessly putting your life in jeopardy would be ma'avad atzmar adas, but I would say that it's bederach haflog. Sefer Chassidim is not basically a sefer in halacha or m'sak, but rather in Kabbalah and Midas Chassidus and interest in Hagim. Most sources, it would seem clear that if a person puts his life in jeopardy, no matter in what fashion, he is over on Hashem Alecho V'Shmoyer Nafshecho Ma'od. That is the mitzvah of Shmiras HaNefesh. Ma'avad Atzmar Adas would be relevant only when a person directly destroys his life, takes his life. What we in modern language would define as suicide. We do find Gedolei Olam that took their own lives. We find it in Novi. We find it in Divrei Chazal, one of the Shoftim and one of the Malachim. Shimshon HaGiver, Shoftim, Perek Tet Zayin, when he pulled down the pillars and the house came crashing down on him, Thomas Nafshi and Pelishtim, took his own life. I do not recall in Chazal, in Bavli, in Yerushalmi, or in Midrashim, that Chazal deal with the question, was Shimshon entitled to take his own life? One may argue that was an act of war. He was captured by the Pelishtim. The Pelishtim were enemies. They were fighting Klal Yisrael. And in the act of war, there is no ma'avadat ma'adat. That is what we expect from warriors. That is what we expect from soldiers. And sometimes in the line of battle, you know, people put their life in jeopardy in order to destroy the enemy. So that is essentially what Shimshon did. And therefore, I do not recall in Chazal that Chazal asked the question, how is Shimshon entitled to do so? But the other very well-known example is Shaul HaMelech, Shmuel Aleph, Perek Lamed Aleph, when Shaul tries to destroy his life, and then he asks the Ger Amaleki to destroy his life, to kill him. And this is a question Chazal do deal with. And in Parshas Noach in Medrash Rabbah, Achaz Dimchem Lenafsho Yiseichem Medrash, Chazal say Mekan, Hama'avad Asmer Ladas, is a transgression, is an Aveira, Yochoel Kishaul, Talmud Loimer Ach, Mute. Aches Nafsho Seichem, Daf Dimchem Lenafsho Seichem Medrash teaches us that sometimes it is permissible. For instance, Shaul HaMelech. So Chazal do seem to say Shaul was entitled to commit suicide, to take his life. But Chazal do not explain why Shaul HaMelech was an exception. What was the background? Why was Shaul an exception? Why would Shaul be different than any other? Is there a Dalat Chalke Shechanuk right here in this Bismedish? Could I have your Adeyasim and Shim and Hey, Ilchus Aveluk? There are four different approaches in the Rishonim explaining why was Shaul an exception. And what do Chazal mean when they say Yochel Kishaul, Talmud Loimer Ach, Shaul was different? One approach is Shaul was afraid that he will be taken captive by the enemies and they will force him la'aviroi al-hadas, either to worship Avodah Zorah or other Averis, u'kedei shelo yaviruhu al-hadas, person is entitled to take his life. Some Rishonim interpret the story of Shaul that was the reason that Shaul was entitled to take his own life. The Shach and the Bach in Yoredei Kuf Nun Zayin, that is their approach. And the earliest source to this approach is the Ritva in Avodah Zorah Daf Yud Ches. And it is from Shaul that many Rishonim learn. When a person is taken captive and he is afraid he might be tortured to denounce his religion, his HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he might be tortured and the pain would be unbearable and he might be Oved Avodah Zorah or he might violate other halachas and other mitzvahs, he is entitled to kill himself. Shach and the Bach Kuf Nun Zayin, earliest source, Ritva Avodah Zorah Daf Yud Ches. However, the Bais Yosef seems to have a different approach. And the approach of the Beis Yosef also has a source in Tosfos Gittin, Daf Nun Zayin. When Tosfos and Avodah Zarah Daf Yud Ches proves that a person is entitled to take his life as he afraid, if he is afraid that he won't be Oymid Ben Asayin, the Yaviruhu Al Hadas, Tosfos brings the example, the story told in Gittin, Nun Zayin Oymid Beis B'Shah Tekzera, Dalet Meis Tenoikis, Shenafru Ratochayam. They were on a ship in the sea, and they all jumped overboard and drowned. Tosfos Avodah Zarah Yud Ches explains, Kedei Shelo Yavru Behem Avero. But Tosfos on the spot in Gittin Daf Nun Zayin seems to explain, Mepachad Hayesurim. It is not that they were afraid that they will be over on Yisurei Torah, but they were afraid of torture, of unbearable pain. And a person is entitled to take his life, to salvage himself from pain. Because the Gemara in Ksuvah Daf Lamed Gimel says, Ilamora Nagduhu Lechananya Meshul Vezalia Ave Palcha Litzal. Chananya Meshul Vezalia were the three giants Shenechansu Lekiv Shenuesh B'Mesiris Nefesh. If they would be tortured, the Gemara says, they wouldn't stand it, and they would bow down to the Tzela. And therefore, Tosfos writes, Mepachad Hayesurim, one is entitled to take his life. The Shulchan Aruch, Shin Mem Hei, Hilchas Avei L'Siv Gimel, Kotn HaMa'abed Atzmo L'Das, Choshuv Kishelo L'Das, V'chein Godel HaMa'abed Atzmo L'Das, V'hu Onus Kishol HaMelech, Ein mon im memeno kol davar. That is Siv Gimel. In Siv Aleph and Siv Beis, we learn the halacha ma'abed atzmo l'das ein maspide noisoi, ein misaski mimoi, vein misab lemolov. Siv Gimel, we have a few exceptions. If he's a kotten, a minor, v'chein godel ha-ma'abed atzmo l'das v'hu onus, kishol ha-melech. So the Beis Yosef in Shulchan Aruch explains, what was the story of Shaul HaMelech? It was not that it was permissible. He was considered an oinus. When a person is afraid of unbearable pain, when he does it out of torture, or out of fright of being tortured, that would be considered an oinus. Contrary to the explanation of the Bakan, the Shach, and Yoredeya, Kuf Nun Zayin, that this is lachatchila permissible, kedei shecho yaviruhu al hadas, the approach of the Shulchan Aruch, Shin Mem Hei, is that would be considered an oinus. One of the Rishonim, and that is quite a surprise, the Or Chaim, quoted by the Beis Yosef in Kuf Nun Zayin here today, the Or Chaim says, well, maybe Shaul did the wrong thing. Who says he did the right thing? It's a story told in Navi, but maybe it was a mistake. And many Echroinim, including the Knesset, like Torah, the Chido, and Shalat Tshuvas Chaim Shaul, are bewildered. Could we say on Shaul HaMelech that he did the wrong thing? But what is more interesting, that the Archos Chaim contradicts the Medrash, because the Medrash says, Achaz Imchem L'Nashir Seichem Medrash, Zama Abed Atzmaradat Yochel Kishol Talmud Loimer Ach. So the Medrash does say that Shaul was different, and Shaul HaMelech was an exception. And what Shaul did, he did Beheter Velo Beisur, contrary to what the Beis Yosef quotes from the Or Chaim. The Maharshal is always very original, and also in this sugya. And a perek ches of Masechet Bava Kama Siman Nun Tes, because the basic sugi in Bavli is Bava Kama perek ches daf tzadik aleph and perek achoy. And the Marshal in Yamshel Shloimeh, in that very sugi, Siman Nun Tes and perek ches of Bava Kama, the Marshal writes two different svoros, different interpretations why Shaul HaMelech was entitled to take his life. One was to prevent Chilal Hashem. if Melech Yisrael would be captured by the Philistines and they would torture him and degrade him, that would be a tremendous Chilal Hashem. To prevent Chilal Hashem, he had the right to take his life, which is a big chiddush. But that is the suggestion of the Marshal in Yam Shishloim. The other derech, the Yam Shishloim writes, is that Shaul HaMelech was afraid that if the Philistine will take him into captivity and the Jewish camp wouldn't be able to bear that, they might recklessly go to war, go to battle, and many Jewish people might lose their lives, and therefore to salvage the lives of many others, he took his life. And that is the other suggestion of the Marshal, which is a tremendous difference. So many years ago, and in our reality, to our dismay, these are questions that sometimes are relevant. Previous generations didn't have these type of questions, but in the reality of our life in Eretz Yisrael, sometimes these questions are relevant. An officer, an intelligence officer that is in captivity in enemy hands, and he is being tortured, and he might talk and reveal secrets which might bring about loss of life of many others, is he entitled to take his life to prevent loss of life of many others? According to the Marshal, yes. And the basis for this heter would be Shaul HaMelech. The second shot of the Marshal is, why was Shaul entitled to take his life? Because he was afraid if he would be taken into custody by the Philistine and a major battle will ensue, they will be trying to save him, and maybe many Jews would fall in that battle. Therefore, he preferred to take his life, indirectly salvaging and saving the life of many others, which is a chiddush in itself. Coming back to the story with which we started today's shiur, Yosef Meshita and Yochum Ish Tzor. So Yosef Meshita didn't take his life, but he was Moise Nefesh, refusing to go into the Beis HaMikdash, even though Pikuach Nefesh Dorche Kol HaTzura Tzor, it is also Dorche Tzor going into the Beis HaMikdash, besides Gili Aroyes Shvichas Domim and Avodah Zarah, all the rest is nitcha mipnei pikuach nefesh. Well, b'shas gzeira, even arka sidu metzana. But in that event, doesn't seem to be a case of shas gzeira. Their rationale was not to impose upon him to be over aved. They actually wanted him to go into the Kodesh HaKodeshim and bring out whatever is in there. But nevertheless, he was mois and nefesh. Yochum Ishtzroides deliberately killed himself, building that interesting contraption and performing Dalet Mises Basin on himself. Would that be justified? So once again, some Achroinim say, well, obviously they weren't great Lamdonim, neither were they great Tzaddik. Chazal exalt their Mesiris Nefesh, but we can't learn Halacha from this. But other Achroinim say, yes, this proves that in the context of tshuva, a person may take his own life. This is a major discussion in the Achroinim, but it starts off with Mahari Vail. Mahari Vail was one of the Rishonim, the great disciple of the Maharil, living 600 years ago. And in Shuvah's Mahari Vail Siman Kuf Yud Aleph, he proves from Yochum Ish Tzor that in the context of tshuva, a person is entitled to take his own life. Has to be sensible. We're dealing with a case in which a person is chayiv mitzvah based. Chilul Shabbos, other aveiros chamuros. So Ma'ariv Vayil, one of the Rishayim, proves from the story in this week's Parsha in the Medrash, the story of Yochum Ishtzeres, in the context of Tshuva and Kapora, a person could take his own life. Two Achroinim, Rav Mordechai Benet, and I'm an Einakal of Rav Mordechai Benet. Proshes Mordechai, Yoredeus Nemechavor. And I think the Chidah in Chaim Shaul Siman Menvav deals with the same story. A Jewish person, obviously indicted for murder, was in prison, and he committed suicide. His body was handed over to the Jewish community. The question was, what type of a funeral should he have? He committed suicide. Should he have a proper levaya? Should his relatives sit shiva? Or would we deem him ma'avadat smaladat? And that's the Shulchan Aruch, then Amos Ablamorov. And we see in all the Achroinim that Achroinim went out of their way whenever such a tragedy happened in the Jewish community to find a Tehillim, Mishum Kvoida Meis or Mishum Kvoida Mishpoch. They went out of their way and sometimes to extremes to be Matir, to give him a proper Kvoida Meis, a proper Abaya, proper funeral and proper event. So the Mordechai Benet says, well, the person was in prison. Maybe he did tshuva. And maybe he took his life out of tshuva. The Mordechai Benet doesn't find this sort of very reasonable. But obviously the Baruch Tam, who was the Rav of Leipzig, Paskin, he should be given a proper funeral. And Mordechai Benet says the Moira Heroah that had doubts should accept the psak of the Baruch Tam. And he argues Mamon Avshach. If he committed suicide because he was afraid of the punishment he would be given by the authorities, then that is similar to Shaul HaMelech, Mepachad HaYisurim. If he committed suicide out of regret, that would be similar to Yochum Ishtreiris. So Mimon Avshek, he writes, we should respect him and give him quite amazing, give him a proper funeral. The same question is dealt with by the Chidah. And the Chidah's approach is, even when it is Isser, even when it is not justified. But if the attentions were proper, then he does not have a din of Ma'avid Atzmoy. So many Achroinim maintain, based on the story of Yochum Ishtzeres and the fact that Chazal bring him as a role model, Al Tikru Reach Bigoda Velo Reach Boido, and Chazal exalt even those amongst us that are not as we would expect them to be. So some Achroinim prove, and it's not only Achroinim, I quoted the Chuvas Marival. In the context of tshuva, a person may take his own life. Zer Emes. Who was the Zer Emes? Rabbi Shmuel Kohen Gadol. Not the old one. Haruga Malchus. 150 years ago, one of the great Sephardi Poiskim in London, in Italy, was Rabbi Shmuel HaKohen. And he was the Zer Emes. Chelek Aleph Siman Pei Tes. The Zer Emes deals with a similar case. And he writes, under no circumstances may a person take his own life, not even in the context of tshuva. The Zera Emes argues, it's insane. Tshuva is ben odem lomoko, and tshuva is belayed. There is no such thing, you take your life in the context of tshuva. Dalet Mises Beisden is Dalet Mises Beisden, and that is given over to Beisden. A person can be his own Beisden. It is totally unwarranted and totally unjustified, but nevertheless, he wouldn't have a din of a ma'abedas ma'adas because his intentions were pure. So Rabbi Yossi Ish Tzreino, he saw mitosoi porachas ba'avia, his nephew Yochum Ishtzeres, and he responded by saying, b'shokala kadmani zela gan Eden. He was one of the Haruga Malchus, and he was standing there at the gallows, and he said, b'shokala kadmani zela gan Eden. The fact that he was Oyser to Gan Eden does not mean that he did the right thing. He was awfully wrong. But nevertheless, he was Oyser to Gan Eden because his intentions were pure. And the Sarah Emes brings a raya from another story of another person that committed suicide. And in his case, there was also a baskoil that said he is Mizuman v'chaya yu'oyla mabo. So maybe... Well, that's one story. There's another story in Chazal. That's Ksubis, that's Kuv Gimel. Not really Suf Ksubis, Temblat before the Suf. Ksubis is Kuv Yud Gimel, and that's Kuv Gimel. Two stories. Ba'ashkaftei the Rebbe. In that unbelievable story when Rebbe passed away. Ashkaftei the Rebbe. There was a baskon that said anybody that participated, Bashkafte the Rebbe is Mesumin Lachayor Mabo. And there was the cleaner, Ahu Kaivis. Every day he came to visit Rebbe and he took care of his needs. And that day he didn't arrive. And when he heard that there was a baskon, anybody that took part, Bashkafte the Rebbe is Mesumin Lachayor Mabo, he was so heartbroken, Oro Lagad. And then there was a special baskol. Hakoyves mezumen lachayor lemabo. The other story, as one of my dear friends mentioned, is in Avodah Zarah Daf Yud Chet. When Reb Chanina ben Saladin, the great Tannis, born at stake, burned at stake. And then there's Klatz Tanuri. Obviously, he was a Gentile. And Reb Chanina ben Saladin, he sees Reb Chanina ben Saladin's pain. Svugim shel semer, samu alivoy, kedei shelo yitetz nishmosoy b'mehero. And he asks Reb Chanina ben Saladin, if I will stoke the fire and take those svugim shel semer off your heart, do you promise to bring me l'chayo yom habo? And he says, yes. And Klatz Tanuri does so, and he jumps into the fire, and there's a baskol, mezumen l'chayo yom habo. So Rabbi Shmuel HaKohen and Zev HaEmes said, was that justified? Why did that boy jump into the fire? Maybe he regretted what he did, or he was heartbroken. What justification did the Kohen have to jump off the roof and kill himself? So obviously, it wasn't justified. But nevertheless, HaKadosh Baruch Hu decided to give them Olam Haba. And many times in Shiurim I say, Kodesh Baruch Hu isn't bound by anyone, not even by the Rabbah. Not even by the Rabbah. And Kodesh Baruch Hu is above and beyond anything we know or could perceive. And nobody tells him what to do. So sometimes, and that is the argument of the Zera Emes, person did an aveda. There was no halachic justification to jump off the roof and kill himself. But a Kodesh Baruch Hu is a Boshman Kaloy Yisraelis. And a Kodesh Baruch Hu sometimes judges the individual in a way he sees fitting. Moshe Lamad Avedoyim. You have a company, and then there's a general contract. All fall into the same categories. But sometimes the CEO has a special contract. He is different than all the others. So sometimes a Kodesh Baruch Hu deviates from the general rules and regulations. And he is a Boichin Kaloyas Velech. So that Koivis, who served Rebbe faithfully and loyally all his life, and by a tragic twist of fate, he wasn't there on that fateful day when Rebbe passed away. And all the others who were Mezuma L'chayel Mabo, he is so heartbroken that he jumped off the roof and killed himself, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu decided, well, he was over. That's a big avera, ma'abed hasmaradat, but I think he deserves it, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu decides to give him chayo elam abo. And that is the same with Klatz Tanuri. The Zera Emes says, that is the same with Yochum Ish Tzeroiris. It has no anachic justification. You can't take your life as a balshuv. Then HaKadosh Baruch Hu decides what your fate is. As a balshuv, all that HaKadosh Baruch Hu expects from you is to do tshuva shleima. Learn the Rambam and Hilchos Tshuva and learn how to do tshuva shleima, but not more than that. So under no circumstances, writes the Zedernis, could a person take his life. It has nothing to do with tshuva. But nevertheless, Kadmani Zela Gan Eden Besho Kala. As we find with the Koivis in Suvis Kov Gimel, or with Klas Tanuri and Avoides Zoro Dafyut Ches, and in many other sources and shas. In the Maharsham, Chelek Vav Semen Kuf Chaf Gimel, there's an interesting tshuva that the Maharsham wrote to one of the Rabbonim in Krakow in his time. And in the Shaila, he writes that there were several respected members of the community that committed suicide, which is a surprise, because we aren't very aware that in Eastern Europe it was a very common phenomenon. Generally, people think that it is part of the insanity of the modern world, this plague of suicide. But in Shuvas Masham Chelek Vav Kuf Vav Gimel, in a tshuva written to Krakow, the Masham writes that there were several highly respected members of the community that committed suicide when they lost their fortune, and they were ashamed and embarrassed, and they couldn't take it, and they committed suicide. And the Masham was asked what to do at the Levayas, what to do with the Avelis, what to do with their burial, where to bury them. And the Masham, in the tradition of Gedolei HaPoskim, as I mentioned before, is extremely lenient. And he says if a person commits suicide out of tragic circumstances, and he doesn't find the strength to cope and to deal and to prevail, then that would be considered an onus, and she should be given a proper levaya and proper respect and a proper kavura. That is the psak of the Masham. So one of the participants, I did not notice who it was, asked, what about Chana v'Shivas Boneh? And that is the story told b'Shas HaChorban. And the Gemara, her name isn't Chana. The Gemara doesn't say what her name was. Isho Achas. But in Midrash HaChazal, there are two different names, either Chana or Miriam. And after all seven children were Moise Nefesh, she goes up on the roof and throws herself down and commits suicide. And once again we find Vasco Mizumenes Lachayo Ilomach. Now, she wasn't required Lishtachavois Litzelet. We do not find in the Gemara that the emperor asked anything from her. But obviously, after being totally heartbroken and seeing seven children perish one after the other, who could judge? And therefore, Yotze Basko, that she as well is Mizumen Lachayo Lamab. So the basic point that Zeta Emes argues, we cannot prove in any of these stories that it is Muta Lafi Allah. What we do see from these stories, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kel Rachum V'Chanan sometimes overrides Allah. And even when a person takes his life without any halachic justification, sometimes HaKadosh Baruch Hu HaBoichin Kaloyes V'Leiv is Olam Haba. Out of the context of the Rabba is Misa Mechaparov. Well, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu wills, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Mechaparov. Many times, especially in a Seis Yimei Tshuva, I bring Midrash HaChazal. There's an amazing Yerushalmi, the beginning of Masechet Peah and Masechet Sanhedrin, two different sources of Yerushalmi. What we see from the Yerushalmi is when HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to be Mechaper Ravai, there are no klolim and no rules. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Eino Yishachachan, HaKadosh Baruch Hu never forgets, Ein Shichacho, Lefnei Kisrei Kvodah. Bishvil Yisroel Nasa Shachacha. When Klal Yisroel is in judgment, sometimes HaKadosh Baruch Hu wishes to forget. And the same Yerushalmi says that sometimes if a person doesn't have enough Tzchuyos and he has more Avedis than Tzchuyos, HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows no more delay. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives him from his own. Obviously HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't lack Tzchuyos, and he is generous with his Tzchuyos. So these are ideas and concepts which have no substance. The Midas Adin, they don't fit into any set of rules. And the Kodesh Baruch Hu is above and beyond rules. And if that is what he wants to do, nobody detects it. Nobody turns the Kodesh Baruch Hu's arms. And B'midas HaRachamim, it is beyond our understanding. Sefer Beis Elokim is a sefer of the Mabit. The Mabit was one of the greatest poskim 500 years ago. Whoever learns Hilchas Shemitah, right now, Bishnas HaShviyas, is very familiar with the Mabit. The Mabit is the big Bar Plukta of the Beis Yosef and Hilchas Shemitah. So the Mabit wrote Kiryas Sefer al Rambam, Shuvas HaMabit, but there's also a magnificent sefer Beis Elokim. And in Beis Elokim Perek Tzvok, the Mabit explains the pasuk "Vayigba Elokim Tzvois Bemishlo." The Mabit says, when we're dealing with the mitzvahs of Klal Yisrael, Kodesh Baruch Hu looks from the near. When the Avedas are brought up, Kodesh Baruch Hu flies like an eel up in the heavens, and he sees from above. And when you see, when you look from 1,000 meters up, like an eagle, you don't notice the details. Kodesh Baruch Hu doesn't want to see the little details. Yigba Elokim Tzavoyis V'mishpot, and therefore the mitzvahs override the Avedas. So these are concepts that we can't really understand. They don't fit into any set of law and order. But that is what's an issue. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Kel Racham V'Chanan, B'midas HaRachamim, overrides anything else. And sometimes HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Boichin Kolo Yisraelev, gives special permits. And that is what we find with Chana Veshivis Lomeo, with the Koivis, with Klatz Danuri, with Yoko Mish Tzoredis, and many other Sugis and Shas. Yosu Baas Kol Men HaShemayim, Ploini Mizuman Lachayei Uwailam Abba. So in the past few weeks, we've been dealing with Avraham and Yitzchok. And this week, we have Yanko Levin. And one of the most perplexing Sugis that we have in Sefer Bereishis. It's the story of Yaakov Avinu and the brochas. He achieved Esav's brochas, actually, from Esav. Brochas taken from Yitzchok Avinu without his intention. Ula Yimushani Yavi, Bo Yisi Be'enov Kimitateya, and Rivka says, Olai Kilalos Chaveni. Do as I said. And when we learn this parsha, you almost cannot avoid the feeling, was this proper? Yaakov Ishtam Yoshev Oholim. Is this a paragon of innocence? Is this Tmimus? So there are many different interpretations. In the Rishonim, in Achronim, my feeling is that this parsha we have to learn with the Zohar. No other Mahalach would really explain what happened. So the Zohar says, Yaakov Avinu was bent on buying the Bechorah. Why is he so adamant about buying the Bechorah? Because Yaakov Avinu knows B'riach HaKodesh that the brochas will be for the Bechorah. Bechorah and brocha are the same letters, just in a different sequence. Yaakov Avinu yodeya B'ruach HaKodesh that the Bechorah ultimately will get the brochas, and that's why he needs the Bechorah, because he needs those brochas. Why does he need those brothers? The Zohar explains. Yaakov Avinu in his lifetime was blessed 4 times. The great brothers that were designated by Yitzchok for Esav, and ultimately they were bestowed upon Yaakov b'mirmo. When Yaakov struggles with the Malach, Soroi Shel Esav, לא אשלח אך, כי אם ברכתוני, and so the Shalaysa, the angel, blesses Yaakov. And when Yaakov is on his way, fleeing Esav, Niglu Elav HaKadosh Baruch Hu HaBorachoy, and when Yitzchak bids Yaakov farewell, and he sends him Lepadon Aram to Lavan, VaYavorachoy Si. So four times, Yaakov was blessed. So the Zohar says, Yaakov, for his personal prevails, doesn't take advantage of all those magnificent brachos. For himself, he took the lesser of the four. The second brachos that Yitzchak benched Yaakov. The other three brachos, Yaakov didn't touch. He left them for Klal Yisrael, L'Doraisa. Sefer Chassidus explained, and I think it goes back to Chazal, not only Sefer Chassidus. Avraham tikkun shachas, Yitzchak tikkun mincha, Yaakov tikkun arvis. Arvis, night in Novi, is always a remnant for Golos. Nafshi l'Hashem shoymerim l'boiker. Shoymerim l'boiker. The interpretation of this pasuk is Klal Yisrael. Waiting, patiently waiting thousands of years for Boiker Shel Moshiach. Shoymer Ma Mileil. Night indicates Golos. Cheshkas HaGolos. While daylight is Lahagel Baboike Chazdach V'yemunascha Beleil. And when Yaakov Avinu goes down to Eretz Mitzrayim, that is the preparation for Klal Yisrael and Golos. So the Zohar says, we will suffer three Goluyos, Golos Bavel, Golos Mitzrayim, and Golos Eden, the longest and most difficult of them all. We were redeemed from Golos Bavel, Golos Mitzrayim, by one of the brachos Yaakov bestowed upon us. We were zeichet to the geula of the second Chorban, Golos Mitzrayim, by another one of the brachos Yaakov gave us. And these brachos of this week's parsha, the brachos that Yitzchak designated for Esav, ultimately falling into Yaakov's lap, those are the brachos b'zchusam we bleed zoicha to the geula shalai. And Yaakov knows this all beruach hakodesh. Yaakov knows that this is a kodesh baruch hu's master plan. Yaakov knows that there is no other way in which Klal Yisrael will make it to the finishing line. There is no other way in which Klal Yisrael could be zoicha to the geula shalai. Only with these brachos. Leislei midigar meiklum. Yaakov doesn't need these brachos for himself. Neither did Yaakov personally have any benefit from these brachos. According to the Zohar, that was the entire osid of Klal Yisrael. It is only in the merit of these brachos that we will miraculously make it to the geula shalei. And that is why Yaakov needs the Pchayla. That is why Yaakov needs the Brachas. So when we learn the Zohar, we understand this parsha in a totally different perspective. We will be zeichet to the Geula Shleima only in the merit of these Brachas that Yaakov Avinu achieved instead of this. Yehi Rotzon, and we should be zeichet that these Brachas should manifest themselves. And at the schus of the Ovis HaKadoshim, Bekoroi, we should be zeichet to be as Moshiach Tzidkenu, the Binyan Beis HaMikdash, from Eirah to Yomeinu.